There are different ways to define the value of a diamond. Often, we simply give the weight of the jewel, the number of carats. We can describe the color and the clarity of a gem. In our culture, there are many different ways to describe the stature, the true value of a man. Sometimes we list their college degrees and tell you the initials, the letters that follow their name. If we use this measure, David Overholt was indeed successful. Many times we tell you the person's occupation. Again, if we use that measurement, David was successful. In today's society, we value physical looks. We value musical abilities. We ask if a person was friendly and witty. We inquire if his family loved him. Again, based on all these, David was successful. Most rating systems are based on accomplishments or possessions or physical characteristics. These rating systems have some value. I want us, however, to consider a much more profound gauge of a man's value, a rating that measures something much less tangible, but much more eternal in nature. Several years ago, David became captivated by the ancient gates of the old city of Jerusalem. To some, this may sound strange, but he was following the same inclination as God himself. King David wrote in Psalm 87 that the Almighty loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. David's love for Jerusalem was one facet of his love for God. Many people say that they want to walk where Messiah walked. Some streets have been uncovered in Jerusalem that are 2,000 years old. These streets surround the Temple Mount. These are streets that a person would have needed to walk upon if they went up to the temple long ago. These are streets that our Savior would have walked upon. David wanted to walk on those streets. David and his son Isaiah and I had scheduled a trip to Israel, but the ongoing war against the terrorists forced us to cancel the trip. We'd planned to walk on those ancient streets where Messiah had walked. When we started making plans for the trip, David was so excited when I told him that we also were going on a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. He was excited because that is where our Savior went. And David wanted to go where Messiah went. The Bible talks about Messiah's followers. 2,000 years ago, if you were literally his follower, you would have literally walked where he walked. David had a great desire to experience our Savior in this new and concrete way. He wanted to walk where our Savior walked. Why does it matter what David wanted? Is that a valid way to judge a man by his dreams, by his desires? Even if those desires are never realized, even if those dreams never materialize? Matthew records our Savior's words in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21 read, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Yes, what we consider important, our dreams, our hopes, our desires, are truly important. They are a reflection of how we feel about God. David, Isaiah, and I canceled our planned trip this past December. David didn't walk on those streets of the old city of Jerusalem. I did not have the chance to take David on the Sea of Galilee. He did not see the ancient gates, but we still have another trip scheduled. The book of Revelation describes the kingdom of heaven with streets of gold. I don't know if the Sea of Galilee will be around at that time, but the scriptures speak of a river of life proceeding out of the throne of the Lamb of God. The New Jerusalem is described as having 12 gates for us to go through. The kingdom of heaven includes a New Jerusalem, where those who truly desire to walk where our Savior walked can realize that dream. David will be able to walk where Messiah walked. He will walk literally where Messiah will walk. And in that day, Revelation 7:17 tells us, "For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Thank God that David was part of our lives.